Now, a couple of days ago, I was talking to, well, I suppose you could almost call him a survivor of Yazzie down there at Port Hinchinbrook. You know, remember that photo when they the Cairns Post, to their credit, put that little lift-out magazine the other day, and there was the photo that we will all remember who were around 10 years ago when Yazzie struck, of beautiful yachts piled one upon the other down there at the at Hinchinbrook Marina. It was just appalling. Now, you think, oh, well, all the boats are gone and everything would have been fixed up. Not at all. They've had a nightmare down there, those people. In fact, I was talking to one the other day about just how difficult it has been. It's been awful. And, of course, one of the issues they've got is with the sewer. We've been talking about this for years. The other thing is the mud's still there. They don't have the marina anymore. Everyone seems to wipe their hands off it and not want to do anything about it, not even take advantage of opportunities when they come. And this is what Nick Demetto is saying about the Cassowary Council. Now, I'll read briefly from this article in the Cairns Post. Cassowary Coast Regional Council has come under fire for knocking back $4.3 million. How often do you get state funding to $4.3 million? Seriously. Knocking back $4.3 million in state funding to build a replacement sewage treatment plant at the troubled Port Hinchinbrook Estate. At the last local government meeting, councillors voted unanimously to reject a generous funding proposal offered by the Department of State Development, Tourism and Innovation, aimed at shoring up future sewage demands for residents living in the waterfront development. Anyway, the member for Hinchinbrook, this is Nicholas. He's been banging the drum about this decision. He's a member for Hinchinbrook. Nick Demetto said, this decision was a kick in the guts to Port Hinchinbrook ratepayers. And he's on the line. Is he set to go? Yes, he is. G'day, Nick.
Good afternoon, John.
I think there'll be a whole lot of people down Cardwell Way saying, good on you, standing up for us, because they've copped some dreadful blows in the last 10 years and 3 days.
You know, just at the start of this week, we sat around and really remembered what happened during Cyclone Yasi with the community in Cardwell. And the fact of the matter is there has been some improvements in the area, but some people have never recovered. The residents of Port Hinchinbrook have been suffering for 10 years, and they were starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel where, you know, we've been pushing towards normalisation of the failed development, where the council would eventually take on the roads and the sewage treatment. Now, the state government have been very generous in their offer to put forward $4.3 million, which we worked very hard to secure, and they've pushed that back. They've thrown it back in the state government's face. And my guess here is the local council will be trying to get more money out of the state, but the fact of the matter is, they need to come forward with a plan for the people of Port Hinchinbrook, but also a plan for the people of Cardwell.
Well, it's described here as a generous offer, but from what you've just said, does the council think it's not generous enough?
Well, everyone's always looking for more money, John, when it comes to state government and federal government funding. If it was up to me, though, I would be trying to figure out how to use the money that they have there in budget to ensure that they can deliver the project with the money that's allocated to them. I believe having a look at the Gandon report, which has been used to figure these costings for a new STP, it could be done cheaper. Instead of building a full bells and whistles system, let's build something that will at least allow people at Port Hinchinbrook to flush the toilet with a bit of certainty.
Well, let me ask you specifically, at least in language we can all relate to, how bad is the situation, is the sewage situation there?
3 years ago, John, we had a situation where the STP was not being run by anybody. You got to remember the STP and the properties involved with that are in liquidation at the moment. And with the failing STP, we had effluent running down the street of Port Hinchinbrook into the marina, out to the Great Barrier Reef. That is when there was emergency funding that was allocated by the state development, and the council stepped in to take the maintenance and the running of that STP on board with funding that was allocated by the state. Now, they've had nearly 3 years now to come up with a long-term solution. And between the council and state development ending up in this spot now where hands are once again back in the air, if they can't sort this out quickly, they should all think about stepping away from trying to do the job because they obviously can't come up with a long-term solution, which is disappointing.
This is third world country stuff, not attending to this appropriately, just a disgrace. All right, fundamentally, to cut to the chase, what would you recommend that both the council, the Cassowary Council and the state government do? What positions have to change?
You know, what needs to change is firstly the attitude from the Cassowary Coast Regional Council towards Port Hinchinbrook. Some of those councillors that voted against this, accepting the $4.3 million, they're still under the idea that Port Hinchinbrook is this private development. It's been developed by a private company in the past, but it's never been a gated community. There's always been access to the public boat ramp, which is now coated in mud and no one can get in and out of, but that's a story for another day. People need to start looking at Port Hinchinbrook as just another part of the Cassowary Coast. These people pay rates.
Yeah.
They pay quite high rates,
yeah,
and they're getting very little for that service at the moment.
Mm. Good on you, Nick. You're very energised. And it really
I'm very passionate
through.
About fixing this problem.
Yeah, and it comes through.
Because I can see the benefit for the whole region, not yeah. just Port Hinchinbrook residents, but the on-fly business from all the way from Mission Beach down to Ingham, if this place is up and running properly.
Great to talk to you, Nick. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, John. Look after yourself.
It's Nick DeMetto. He's the Countess Australian Party member for the seat of Hinchinbrook, Cardwell. Now, it's 20...